Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. DeLuda or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Welcome back into Rock on Retirement. Consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here with you once again, alongside the former voice of the Carolina Hurricanes, NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton. Also in studio with us is America's wealth, financial, and income coach, Coach Pete DeRuda. Coach, I want to ask you a question. We had a good conversation there going on in that last bit of time there. I want to talk to you about balance, because something that I think folks can run into with whoever they're currently working with, whether it's themselves in front of a computer screen or another advisor, planner, or broker, is a balanced conversation. And you mentioned that you had the RICP designation, and this is very specific to retirement planning. And I'd love to just kind of dive into the importance of
proper balance.
Yeah, proper balance, yeah, and sure. Having that conversation with someone who's educated and trained in that.
Yep. All right. So what would you like to talk about?
So let's start with choosing an advisor. I think that's a good place, is because there are a lot of different designations out there. There are a lot of people who focus on different things. There are people who, I don't know. Yeah, let's just start the conversation. For me, when I come up against these designations that may range from, you know, CPA to RICP, like you have, talk to me. What are some things that people should be looking for?
Let me tell you the first thing you should look for. And if you're talking to a guy or gal who's an advisor and they claim there's only one perfect fit for everything, like let's say, for instance, there's a person who says, all risk all the time.
Sure.
You should use my managed accounts and you should not ever use any safe money instruments out there. And if you do, you're stupid and that kind of thing. Well, to me, they're not a fiduciary, because a fiduciary, let me explain what my definition of fiduciary is. And I've compared it against the definition that's out there.
Yeah.
And I think mine's even better. A fiduciary is proper balance between that risk and safety. And it adjusts as we get older.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the older you get, the more risk you should take, or should it be the opposite of that?
I would imagine the opposite.
Unless you're independently wealthy and have some safe money somewhere else. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, what I always advise is when we get over 50, need to take some money and put in a place we can't lose, because we don't want to work forever. Most people don't.
I agree.
Some people do.
Yeah.
But we want our money to work forever for us. So if we're putting it all at risk, our money could end up not working and end up going down.
Yeah.
And we can't have it go down. So what I always say is safety first when we're over 50. So take some money and know with certainty what your lifetime income is going to be at different ages,
yeah,
based on what you put into the safe money suggestions. And once you have the safe money income design, then you can take a lot of risk with the leftover money. But if you run into an advisor and they're saying, hey, if that person's recommending anything safe, they're not a good advisor and blah, 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 and they're using all sorts of scare tactics on you to keep your money at risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are their motivations? Are there motivations to keep all your money at risk in their account so they can make that quarterly management fee? My answer would be probably is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So then are they really a fiduciary when they're taking money out of your money as a management fee? Whereas when we give recommendations on the safe money side, no money comes out of your money. Your money, well, if you put $100 in, $100 is in your account. If you put plus the growth, the safety growth, and it compounds, like we talked about earlier in the show. Whereas if you put money at risk, well, there's no guarantees, number one. And let's say you put $100 at risk and you have a 1% management fee every quarter. So mm-hmm. Then quarter two comes around, the market, let's just say it stayed the same. Market didn't go up or down. Quarter number one, at the end of 3 months, you have $99.
Right.
And then let's say quarter number two rolls around and it was a down market a little bit. So you lost $5 and then the management fee comes out. So now you're down to $90.
Mm.
And then you have quarter number three where you have an up market. The market goes up 5%, but then you have the management fee come out. So you got $94.
I'm not liking this.
And we come around to 1 year, quarter number four, and yeah, let's say it's up 3%. So the management fee comes out, so you have 2%. So you have about $96 or $97. You started with 100.
Yeah.
How is that putting you ahead of the curve in retirement?
Yeah,
especially
like
if we have inflation. So whereas if you're in a safe money world, you have guaranteed growth. Or if the market goes down, you don't lose any money. So mm-hmm. Let's say you have any growth locks in. So your growth locks in, then the market goes down. You don't care because you're still locked in where you were.
Yeah.
Right.
So when we look at year over year, when you have the lock in every year of your gains, you're never going to go back down unless you're the one taking money out, because nobody else is taking money out of your money.
Yeah.
And so I really am amazed and baffled and bamboozled in my mind, when I hear some guys that are all risk all the time telling people how stupid they are to consider safe options, it makes no sense. And really, whose retirement are they worried about? Yours or theirs?
To me,
they're worried about theirs. Yeah. And they write articles a lot of times slamming the safe options and try to make theirs look better. They are the opposite of a real fiduciary, if you ask me. And they walk around pompously with their nose in the air like they are the best thing out there since sliced bread. Whereas not many people have done that good with those guys.
Absolutely.
Chuck, you were with them. Now you're not.
Yeah. Well, I know something that you pride yourself on is that second opinion, Coach. And so, folks, I'd love to invite you. If you want to talk to Coach Pete's team here at Capital Financial, give us a call right now, 888-456-7577, 888-456-7577. You can also text keyword retire to 600-700. Because, Coach, a lot of people may be in that situation, right, and they're not sure if they're on the proper path, and I know you love to do that. Hey, let's take plan A, compare it to plan B, draw it out, see where it takes you, and choose the better path.
Well, they don't want to do that a lot of times. They just want to they have the loudest mouthpiece a lot of times too. They're writing articles all over Google saying how bad the safe options are.
Sure.
Because they don't want you to consider them.
Yeah.
Or they try to slam them ahead of time because they don't want you to see what they really are. They're using their version of the safe money world and slamming it when they have no clue. And I've seen a couple of these guys slammed on the internet when they come out with that because the money world rebels against folks like that because they're giving one side of the story that's twisted in their favor.
They are, yes.
So always, true. Like, what did Paul Harvey used to say, Chuck? What did he say?
Get the rest of the story,
yeah. Not just one side. We always give both sides. We're fiduciaries, and we like both sides. I like risk. I just don't like risk for the first place to put your money when you're over 50.
Exactly.
Let's combine it like we started this segment. The proper balance is always the key. But start with safe money. Let's have a lifetime income we can be sure of, and then let's sprinkle in some risk, and let's take more risks than we ever imagined because our safe money's already in place.
I love it, and it's because your goal is proper retirement planning.
Yes. I want my clients to retire comfortably.
That's our focus. I love it. And again, just to get that number out in case you missed it earlier, 888-456-7577, 888-456-7577. So, Coach, I know we just have a little bit of time left in our segment. Do you want to tease us on any of these misconceptions that we have here?
Well, no, I don't. We'll be back on to talk about that. I'd rather...
He wants to ask us trivia questions.
I like these trivia questions.
Oh,
I think they're good.
It's
morning here. Let's get the mind moving.
Yeah. Right?
With trivia. Who is the number one consumption country in the world of petroleum? Country in the world of petroleum?
I'd have to guess China.
Thomas?
To go against you, I would say America.
Chuck, you are 0-2 today. Thomas is right. America.
Whoa, okay,
more petroleum is consumed in the United States than any other country in the world. We're a pretty small country, too, when you compare it to some of the big countries.
We are.
But, hey.
Well, I guess rickshaws don't need gas, right?
And you know what? I've got no problem with that.
Neither do I.
Because we've got plenty of we produce more than anybody, too. That's overlooked, but we are drilling. We should drill more.
Right.
And so then you ask yourself, if we're drilling so much, why are prices so high?
That's my question.
The truth.
You got any answers for that?
I know, Chuck. I wish I did. But folks, let's get a plan together for you that you can be comfortable with. We'll give you that lifetime income strategy to compare with what you have now. Let's just at least compare and see what's going on. Thomas, tell folks how I can do that.
Absolutely. 888-456-7577. 888-456-7577. Or keyword retire to 600-700.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Money management is provided by Equus Capital Management. Equus is an SEC-registered investment advisor located in San Rafael, California. Investment advice by Capital Financial Advisory Group, LLC, a North Carolina-registered investment advisor. Insurance advice given by Capital Financial and Insurance, a North Carolina-licensed insurance agency.